Shop Woodhouse Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram during the Start Something New sales event going on now. Start your year off right in a brand new Ram. The Ram gives you the ruggedness you need for your work projects and the luxury you deserve for everyday driving. And we're bringing you some of the best deals to get your year started in a new truck. Shop online at WoodhouseChryslerJeepDodge.com or stop out and see us for a test drive in Blair. Bringing the best deals to you. This is Woodhouse.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Driving in this morning, it's in the Omaha area, it's kind of a blizzard. It's 1 to 3 inches, but it's blowing around, so just be careful. I think all the schools are closed. But I'm driving this morning, so I'm driving a little slower, so I have a little longer time on the road. And I was listening to some news, and it's horrible, obviously. What could rile up these bozos even more? I just saw it now. The Jets have a Muslim head coach. The first Muslim head coach in the NFL. He's hired, he was a 49ers defensive coordinator, something like that.
Robert Saleh.
So right there. That'll piss him off. This is America.
I don't know. Jets fans are a pretty forgiving crowd.
No, it's the National. It's the National. Jets fans are actually,
crazy.
Yeah, they are, but they're also in a big city. They're a little bit better.
Yeah, they got that.
They're a little bit better.
Like the guys who object already, the guys that are saying, nobody watches the NFL anyway.
Oh, yeah. Everybody watches the NFL.
They were plopped out in front of the TV for 20 hours last week.
Everybody watches the NFL. Still reminds me of two or three years ago when the same people that want to kill cops in D.C., and they do, by the way. I heard some audio of that coming in. The same people that bitched about Kaepernick taking the knee. And I remember this one dude I knew years ago. Seriously said to me, I don't know if the NFL is ever going to come back. I knew where he was politically. I'm thinking, aw. You know, we used to talk about petting somebody's head when they say something stupid. I said, aw, no, the NFL is going to thrive. You know, he thought the NFL would actually die on the vine because some guy took a knee.
By my calculations, we only get 12 hours of football this weekend.
Yes.
Maybe a little more.
Yeah, you're about right.
When's the stress begin for you, Puss? That's Saturday, right?
Yeah, that's the first game, 3:30.
That's actually probably better. Get out of the way for you, you know. Sunday game, yeah, because you know, you don't want Sunday late game.
No.
Plus, of course, we're not Monday. We got MLK Day. Great, we can't come in here and talk about this.
And
by the way, I respect MLK. That's not what I meant about that. I just like to work. You know?
Yeah.
I'm with Todd. I like to be on the air. Go ahead, Puss.
Well, and the late game on Sunday is not a late game this week.
No, it's not. But
so
it's
I don't. I wouldn't even have to stay up.
Yeah, but it's not that. You're still up late.
Yeah.
Mentally, you're up late.
Yeah, you'd still be riled up one way or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 5:40 Central kickoff instead of 7:40.
Yeah.
Like Sunday Night Football would usually be.
That's a big difference. I agree with you on that one.
For us, it is.
Yeah.
Right. And the Packers are Saturday?
Yeah, they're the first game of the weekend.
Well, I hope you can start relaxing come Sunday.
Well, you know,
it'll be more kick back for the rest of the season.
And wait till Tuesday we can rip into it.
Right.
They're going to beat the Rams, Todd. They lose it all to be the next week or against the Chiefs.
Join the rest
My
of us.
Chiefs, I should say.
I know. They're not going to lose to the Rams.
No, not going to lose to the
Although
Rams.
I saw ESPN only gave the you know, a little crawl on the bottom, the percentage chances. Packers were only 65%.
The win against the Rams?
Yeah, I figured that number would be a little bit bigger.
Yeah, the Rams do still have the number one defense in the league. I mean, they are legit there.
They could take out somebody's knee.
Their guy's hurt.
Is Darnold playing?
Is he play?
Yeah. He's gonna play, but, you know, who knows?
He hurt his ribs, right?
Last time?
Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't heal very quickly.
He's on my fantasy defensive line team. I have a fantasy defense. That's why I just play fantasy defensive line. That's it. They don't have that, do they?
A quarterback with a broken thumb in cold weather doesn't seem like a good thing either.
No. Plus you got to go to Green Bay.
Fantasy defenses.
They should. You used to have to pick a defense years ago for fantasy football.
Yeah, you do. You have to pick a team defense.
Okay, but it only matters if, like, they score.
Points allowed. Fumbles, sacks, you know, touchdowns, okay. Things like that.
Craig Evans will be here. I think we're done with the Deadpool list. Screech has stage 4 cancer.
Yeah.
Does he?
Somebody warned us.
They didn't say what kind.
He found a lump in his neck.
Oh.
And he went in and found out it was stage 4. He's doing chemo now. We met Screech. In the studio, he was fine. He was a decent man. I know he's got his problems, obviously, but... To us personally, he seemed like a decent guy. He treats some other people pretty badly.
I seem to recall.
I don't wish that on anybody.
Locally, there was a little incident.
Yeah, there was, but we were involved with that.
About a gaming system.
Right.
Something. But, fight in the hallway of the hotel.
That's the national news that he had. I saw a lot of people warning us. The ghouls, Craig has unleashed a bunch of ghouls. We think the Trump mob is bad. And they are, by the way. They're murderers and scumbags. But the Craig's Deadpool, they're not mad, bad people, but he's... He's unleashed them, man. Hey, Screech, Screech, yeah. Screech. I saw it all over our social media, you know.
They have a dark side.
They do.
You know, they don't follow through with it.
No, not at all.
I got a message from a buddy of mine yesterday who plays in the Deadpool saying, hey, Screech, come on, you can do it. Hang on. And I went, really? You like Screech? He's like, no, just till the first of the year.
Exactly. Of course I got to hang on. Nobody has him
now. I went,
Nobody would have him now.
I got it.
Yeah.
You don't actually like Screech. You just want to make sure you get the hit next year.
Exactly.
Ah.
Exactly.
And the Deadpool players know the rules that you can't be a participant in the death of anyone in the Deadpool. And it doesn't count.
So there was a Deadpool name called Meg's Butt Stuff.
Butt Stuff Megan.
Yeah, read the why is she called that? Because, I mean, Craig doesn't want to go into that, but he's not here. We can do it. I think we can say it. They told us. It's not a certain person. It's not our friend Meg either, by the way.
I can't find the tweet here, but I'll paraphrase it. Yeah, basically, the guy who tweeted us, it's his boss,
right.
Who is not on Twitter.
Right.
So he tweeted us, said apparently they knew a guy who, in a short period of time, had dated three girls named Megan.
Right.
And in his phone, they were labeled... Blonde Megan, Blue-Eyed Megan, and Butt Stuff Megan.
So, is it the guy that dated those?
No.
Did he play Deadpool? Another guy played Deadpool?
No, just another,
and he used the word Butt Stuff
one
Megan.
One of their buddies.
Okay. All right. I like the name.
Yeah.
I like the explanations. We don't hear, when we get a new name, I really want the explanations. Even the worst ones. I know Craig gets sensitive, which is crazy because we all know Craig personally, and he's really not this. He's always afraid to read stuff.
Who are the other two Megans?
Blonde Megan and Blue-Eyed Megan.
Yeah, okay.
And
apparently no Butt Stuff, though.
Butt Stuff Megan. Yeah.
Apparently they did nothing outstanding sexually.
Well, at least that.
But Butt Stuff Megan did. Yeah. Something remarkable anyway.
That's a great way to label them. Guys are pigs, by the way. You guys are pigs. You're pigs. All right. And what else is going on here? Yeah, that's about it. Pretty bad out there.
Oh, it could be worse. We got to.
What could be worse?
That snow would be blowing around.
Oh, no. I didn't mean the snow. I meant the world.
Oh, just the state of the world?
Yeah. Oh, no, you're right. No, it could be worse.
I was
but be careful out there because, you know, a lot of people cannot drive in wind blowing snow. I mean, I know a few of them. You know, and I've been doing this my whole life. So if you guys, and I feel pretty confident in my own driving.
Or if you're driving.
Plus, we kind of work, there's nobody here. There's nobody on the road.
If you're driving a big truck or something on days like these, I feel really bad for you.
Oh, yeah, for the where you at, what you hauling crowd.
Right. Yeah, be careful out there. If you're in the Omaha area, I'm not sure if Wichita's getting nailed. I know Lincoln probably is, of course. And if you're anywhere else in the sunshine, like our Phoenix and Tampa listeners, or anywhere else in the country where it's beautiful out, that's a big
we're
flipping you off right now.
A little windy in Wichita, and I think most of the snow and weather's gone to the north of
TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website. You can download the podcast, hear those anywhere, and wherever you get your podcasts. Please patronize the advertisers. Friday, right? The 13th.
No.
No, the 15th.
15th.
Friday the 15th.
Equally as bad.
Yeah, it is. That's it.
Something.
It is.
It's a different superstition altogether, but it's bad.
Mr. Evans and a few are calling back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.